Blog Talk Radio.
What happened?
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Hallelujah. I know.
Aleluia, meu irmão Jesus. Para da palmaxa. Aleluia. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. I don't hear Evangelist Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, God bless you all. How many love Jesus today? How many
Jesus
down in his spirit? My soul love Jesus. Pastor
Hallelujah.
Hamilton, we were downloading some old signs of old songs of Zion. You know, you remember some of these old songs that they used to sing about the cross and about the blood. You know, you don't hear that anymore. Hallelujah. All you hear is this other stuff, you know. But I thank God that I can go back. Hallelujah. I remember a time when if you come in the church and you hear one of those fiery blood songs, cross song singing, I tell you right then, hey, you would begin to see and experience something happening to you. You wouldn't even need the word. Hallelujah. But they would begin to sing their songs down out of the belly, out of their belly. Hallelujah. The Bible says out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, I bless the Lord today. We just thank you for tuning in once again, and we're not going to prolong anything. We've been having a prayer feast this week. I call it a prayer feast because we've been talking about the art of intercessory prayer. We have been talking about what prayer will do, can do, and shall do in our lives. So we're going to continue on. We're just so happy to have Pastor Edward with us. We call him Pastor E. Amen. From Provoke to Purpose Ministries out of Houston, Texas. Amen. And we're going to ask, hallelujah, we're going to ask him to come on right now, and we're going to let him open up with the word of prayer. Amen. But before he comes, we just want to read these two scriptures into your hearing, and they're coming from Psalms 102, the 102nd division of Psalm, verse 1 and 2 says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily." Amen. So this is our Provoke Friday. I'll provoke Friday today, and we just thank God for Pastor Hamilton making the sacrifice to come and share the word of God with us on Provoke Fridays. Amen. He take out of his busy schedule and sacrifice and come and render this time as unto the Lord and to our radio listeners and also our callers. Amen. With New Destiny Ministries. So with no further ado, we're going to introduce to some and present to others our life coach. That's none other than Pastor E. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Well, good afternoon, family. Everybody knows that this is probably going to be the first thing I say, but do you know that you're loved and appreciated? And you know, that's just not a cliche. That is truly from my heart. And it's not me. It's because of the Christ in me. But because of the Christ in me, I am just encouraged to continually let you know that beyond your circumstance, beyond what just happened 2 seconds ago, you are loved and appreciated in the name of Jesus. We thank God for each and every one of you. We are elated to be here. And I just have to say, you know, my friend, my co-minister, my family, Evangelist Adrian, always say that I'm sacrificing to come and do this. And I shared with her a couple of weeks through text that this was mandated by God. And if it was up to me, I could probably find another thing to be doing, maybe to make another dollar or maybe to meet somebody that could be influential in one of the things that I have going on. But it was mandated by Christ. As clear as I'm speaking to you right now, that it was mandated by Christ that I not sacrifice, but I willingly give myself for these 2 hours or however long we end up fellowshipping together. So no longer be in bondage that I'm sacrificing. This is a mandate, so I'm doing what I'm called to do. Amen? Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you today, Lord. I continually just fall down at your feet, Lord, and I just worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, today for another opportunity to be in your presence. Lord, I just continually cry out for less of me and more of you. That's not what I only need, but, Lord, that's what I desire. That's what I call out. That's what I proclaim today, Lord, to die of self, that you can be all you said you will be in and through me. Lord, so I thank you today, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Let me decrease, take away all my own speech, take away all my own thoughts, take away all my mannerisms, take all the things that are of me, Lord, and let them die on the altar right now, that as I sacrifice them to you, Lord, that you will rise up and that you will, and your anointing, move through me in a mighty way that I can deliver what you've given to me to be spread out amongst all who are here. So, Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we also thank you for New Destiny Ministries right now, Lord. We thank you for Evangelist Adrian right now. We pray for her right now that as both of us go forth and with no other options, but we do your work, Lord, we just pray for restoration. We pray for complete restoral. We pray right now for immediate renewal, Lord, of all the vocal cords, all the tired bones, all the restless things that be going on in our physicalness, Lord, that you will just increase our spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray for complete healing over her, not just because she may be sick, but just a complete healing that will be just like an atmosphere around and about her, and that nothing, no weapon formed against her will prosper. And we thank you for her ministry. Continue to bless her. Continually to provide for her. Continually, Lord, give her everything she needs to do your work as you've called it to be done in excellence. In Jesus' name we pray. And all those in agreement, I may not can hear you now, but just say amen and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. You know, I didn't get a chance to, I had a busy schedule right now. We're doing a new project called Project Total Restoration, and this is a project of building group homes to bring people in and have a total restoration program, not just for financial gains, but to make a difference in the community. So God has really had us busy. But Evangelist called me or texted me the other day and said we want to stay on the same focus and we want to stay on the area of prayer and intercession prayer. Well, the Lord has shared with me in Provoke that we have three forms of prayer through intercession. Number one would be that we will have power to go forth and pray. It's called a dunamis power. It's a power that is unknown to man. Then once we have the power, we can now step forth in purpose. That's where intercessory becomes important, because when we have a purpose for prayer, we understand it's not about us. Remember, I say that a lot. Less of us and more of him. Then we can now step in and be effective. You know, the Bible says that the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man. Let's stop right there. First of all, before we get into knowing about intercessory and the power and the purpose and the protection, the number one thing that we got to get right is us. We have to be effectual, meaning that when you pray in effect. You pray in expectation. You pray knowing that it's not your prayers. You're just verbally speaking out God's word, that it will now perform itself to come true, to come to pass. The invisible transforming into the visible, but only can it be done by effectual and fervent prayer of what? The righteous man, and when the Bible says man, don't think it's just pointing at us guys. It's for all of us. It's all the whole family. When you're part of that 31 crowd, that whosoever crowd, those that are called according to his will and his purpose, then now this word is talking to you. So the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. See, before we can expect that our intercessory prayers for others to protect them and to stand in the gap, we first got to get ourselves in righteousness. There's a level of, there's a step that we must take. And that's what we're doing in these Provoked Fridays. We're finding our purpose in God so we can go higher. No longer relying on the world, but relying totally on Him. No compromise, no choice, no option. But as we go forth, you know, we have to understand that to know and to be an intercessor, you first must die of self. Why should you intercede? Because someone else suggested it, or because it's a hot topic on the radio show, or because your mother used to be one? I would say no. I would say that you're called to be an intercessor when you have a desire to help others, not only through prayer, and you may not even know it through prayer until you activate helping others in your life that you then can move forth and be an interceder. Amen? So we're just going to explore the power of prayer, the power of interceding prayer, so we can find out what our purpose in prayer is, what we've been called to do. What is the mandate from Christ about intercessory prayer? Amen? Okay, now we're gonna begin today in 1 Timothy in the second chapter. Because first of all, we need to know why. Why should I pray? Why should I? Second chapter, beginning in the first verse, it reads, "Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who were in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, testified in due time. The man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was promised a preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I desire that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting." See, Paul was exhorting to not only think about prayers, but in supplications and in intercessions for just your friends. No. Just your family. No. Just your husband. No. Just your children. No. But for all men. So we have to, first of all, understand that we must care for others. We must have a desire and a call to want to step in and protect others from harm. See, God is all loving. He's all knowing. He's all powerful. So why would, you know, that would be a question that some people would say, well, why do I need to pray? I mean, he can already do it all. It's already done. It's already finished. It's already completed. What I would say is that the same thing about being in order, the same thing about being obedient, the same thing about being faithful, the same thing about being righteous is a command that, first of all, God is all able. So the ball is out of his court from that point on. When Christ came to now close the gap between God and men, we now have an opportunity to follow what God has called us to do. We can't rely on God being the one to activate the actual healing. We can't rely on God to be the one to actually stand in the gap. We can't, because God could do whatever, but that's what he's called us to do, to first of all love one another, be in unity together, and first of all care about your brother and your sister. So when you start to care about your brother and sister, now you can now get into the realm of the understanding and the command for these things to happen for us. Let's go to Luke 11, and that's going to begin in the first verse, and it's all the way to the 13th, and we may not read all of that, but this is where Jesus called us to intercession. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray. Now, here, first of all, remember we have to do everything in order. Say order with me. Everything must be in order. You can't just automatically jump in the realm and believe you're called to be intercessory, because there's a step that you have to take. And first of all and foremost, he said, let me teach you how to pray. Our Father. Now, this is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, because it opens up the kingdom of heaven and connects it to the dwelling on earth. That's us. This gives us a straight line of connection back to the heavenlies, that we can now pull down the blessing, pull down the anointing, pull down the call from God into a now existence. And that is the principle of taking the invisible and transforming it to the visible. So our Father in heaven, number one, you must understand that every prayer, even in intercession, needs to be directed to our Father. Number two, now watch this. It says, hallowed be your name. Hallowed is a word of exalting. Hallowed is a word of honoring. Hallowed is a word of worship. Now, first of all, remember step one, before we can go anywhere else, we got to learn how to what? Pray. So number one, we understand our prayer must be to where? Our Father who is in heaven. Hallowed. Now we must honor his name. We must worship him. See, there's some steps here. Watch out. Now, this is important. Your kingdom come. That just was a prolific statement that I die of self and I let you live. The lesser things must die so the greater can live. Let me say that again. The lesser things, anything that is not significant to God's word and God's will and his way being performed in our lives must die so that the greater can live. Because until you die of yourself, God can never be who he is in you to be able to show himself through you. Your kingdom come. So we understood it's to our Father. We must exalt his name, number two. And now we have to understand that as we decrease, now it's your kingdom come, your will be done. See, that's a double portion, because no longer, now we died again, because we said not only your kingdom to come, but your will be done on earth, because we're praying for the invisible to transform where? To the physical, which is earth. Your will be done on earth as it is. Is, and you've heard this before, and I know you've heard it from me, is a word of completion. I mean, it's already done, baby. Your will be done on earth as it is already finished in heaven. Give us this day. Now, see, we acknowledge through this learning how to pray. See, step one, you got to learn how to pray. So if we can practice through repetition how the word tells us to pray, now we can move to the next level and know who we're supposed to pray for and why we're supposed to pray. But let's finish this. Give us this day, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but right now. When? 0 to 5 seconds. When I say when, you say now. When? See, that's the day he's talking about. Give us this right now day, by day, our daily words. Give us this day by day our daily bread. And for now, you have to now get down again and ask for what? Forgiveness of our sins. Not just the sin of the sins of the past, sins of right now. So now we can also forgive everyone who is who is indebted to us. Now I'm reading out the New King James, so this may be different for some of you. And do not, now, after you've First of all, acknowledge our Father in heaven. You've worshipped his name through exhortation. You've recognized that I die, you live, kingdom come, will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. So it's time to transfer those words spoken in prayer up in the heavenlies down to what? The visible on earth. Give us this day, by day, our daily bread. Right now. Stop worrying about next year, family. Definitely stop worrying about last year. Wait, let me rephrase that. Stop worrying about next year and stop worrying about 2 seconds ago. Because we are to give him right now. Well, most will say, well, Pastor, I failed. Get back up. Well, we in right now. And stop going through the same. See, I have to share this. One of the things that we take for granted is this grace and favor thing. And also the ability for, you know, I always hear people say, you know, well, I got a praying grandmother. I got a praying daddy. Well, that's a good thing. But in this time, and we talked about this last week, that enough is enough. And we walk around in bondage wondering why we are not getting what we think we're putting into it. And I'm here to tell you today that most of us, because we will not follow the whole plan from beginning to end. We take so many shortcuts. We have so many different options. We have so many different choices. We have so many different distractions that we fall short because of our commitment to do this thing completely. And that's why enough is enough. That's why sick and tired should resonate in your spirit. Because I know when it got time for me and it got enough was enough, it was either I was going to go and do it all for the world or get my act together and come and do it for the Lord. Now, the choice would have been I would have chose the world, I might be dead right now. But I chose him, and here I am. Strong, ready, willing, and able to fight the fight. The good fight of faith. Win right now. So stop getting into, get out of your past. And I know every time we talk about something powerful, and I have to say this because thank you, Holy Spirit. I have to say this because remember I told you when we first met that your past will never let you get any farther than you ever made it in your past. And right now, God's speaking to someone's heart right now saying, you're my call child. You are called to intercede. You are called to be in my presence, calling out for others. But we keep falling short because the past keeps telling us how bad we were or how not good enough we were or how uneducated we might be or whatever. And I'm saying to you today, begin again. You can do it. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. And we also told you before that if it hasn't worked in the last week, move around and do something else. Today is the day that we step our game up. Today is the day that we absorb this word and go to another level. Now, I don't know about you. I feel I'm here, but I still want to go higher. I'm expecting to get higher. And I'm not trying to build a haven to get to heaven. Because this is where God said I'm supposed to be, right here on earth. But the word is showing me that through prayer and proper order of prayer, I can pull down heavenlies to now entertain me on earth, that I can be strong, that I can stand, that I can do without, that I do not have to sin, that I don't have to take the same old, same old, same old excuse is that we've all fallen short of the glory. We've all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Well, that's, you know, that can become redundant to become an excuse that just because it's in the scripture, we rely on that. And every time we fall, oh, well, you know, everybody sins and fall. Well, isn't enough enough? And in order, I have to share this because as we get into knowing what our role is and as we get into knowing our purpose, we first got to step it up and get in order. Say that with me, order. If it's not in order, something's wrong. I was talking to a friend yesterday. We were going back and forth over something. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have to decline. And it wasn't a bad business deal, but everything was shaky. Everything was up. Everything was up. It was a struggle. It was a fight. And believe me, I'm going to be honest with you. This was not the best financial decline I should have made for the season. But because everything was so, and so I had to say, you know what? It's not about me. I'm going to get in order. Because if I make this deal and take this, oh, man, there's no telling what could happen. But because it's too uneasy. Because I know when the anointing is present, there's a smooth peace of God. When the protection and the intercession of the angels are around and about you, there's a peace that we know it's about God. So I had to make a choice right then to stay focused. No options, because money is a, how many could testify? Money is a big option. You want to do what God calls you to do. You want to do it exactly as you wrote the vision, as he made it plain to you. But when someone comes to you with money, sometimes, and I'm not talking to the perfect Christians out there, I'm talking to those of us that continually go through and fight this battle every 0.5 seconds of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year. That's who I'm talking to right now. So you perfect Christians out there, just go ahead and throw your hands up and give him a praise. But for those of us that need to hear that for us to continue to grow, we have to stop falling over the same old mess. And let's stop making the excuse that we've all sinned. Yes, I sinned. I fell short of the glory of God, but I don't do it anymore. So let's stop relying on those things that give us the option to choose another way. Let's choose God, and let's choose God in order. Verse 4, going back to Luke 11. For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us. Oh, hallelujah. But deliver us from the evil one. That is how he instructed them to pray. There's another version in Matthew. There's another version in Mark. There's not one in John. But in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there's another version of how he taught them to pray. But they are so similar, you can see that these three men caught the same thing. They understood that it took steps that were in order. See, I don't believe you could take this prayer out of order and say, well, deliver me from evil and give me everything I need. Or take three scriptures and say, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, and I need a car. Or our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, stand in the gap for my sister. But she still gets attacked. And you say, wow, what happened? It's because we didn't do everything in order. Our prayers have to go in order. We were just told that we are supposed to pray in supplication, intercession for all men. So order. How do I get in order? Order means you follow instructions, and you follow instructions completely. Now, the Lord showed me something in Mark 11:22, and it's going to go all the way to the end of chapter 11. But first of all, we have to understand that what we just talked about is that we have to what? Get in order. The only way we can get in order is to understand how a principle comes together, how an equation is put together. So I want to share with you an equation that was taught to me that now I could teach to you. And it's called praying in faith. See, to be an intercessor, you have to pray in faith, because when you pray, you know it's already done. You have to walk in the receiving, in the expectancy, in the completion of your prayers that have been ushered up to heaven, that now they can come back effective to answer, to heal, to protect. But they must be in order. So in Mark 11:22, as we will read this, and I know most of my Bible scholars out there know the story. The disciples of Jesus were walking, and far off, Jesus was hungry. But from far off, they saw this fig tree. This fig tree had, green, big bushes. And from far off, it looked healthy. But as they got up to it, you know, as they concluded, you know, continued their journey on there, when they got there, there was no figs on the tree. And Jesus ultimately, and this is all paraphrasing a quick story for you, but Jesus did curse the tree, and then they left. Well, when they came back and they got to the tree had withered. And now Jesus explains this scenario to the disciples. Mark 11th chapter, beginning, as a matter of fact, let's go back to the 20th verse. Now, I need you all, because this is, let me ask you a question. Have you ever witnessed an algebra equation in the Bible? Ever? Have you ever seen one? No? You mean to tell me you guys haven't looked out there and been through? I know I read the Bible twice, but all of my Bible scholars out there, you never saw an algebra equation in the Bible? Wow. Well, you know, an algebra equation is defined as an equation that is built up of numerous factions. That you can have multiplication, you can have addition, you can have subtraction, you can have division. But in the most of all that, in that whole equation, you will still come out with a sum. Now, as I studied Mark 11:22, I was able to find a equation here that can help us learn how to do everything God said do by following his word. Because most of us don't understand that if we don't lose something, then we don't really look at it as being something we need to know more about. So we read the word, and what I'm saying is we'll read the word, and unless we know we can lose something, we just take it for that and try to move on. So I want to show us today the algebra equation in Mark 11:22. Amen? Okay, in Mark 11:20, it reads now. When? Now. And I hope as you start to read the Bible, you start to see this word now more than you did before. But now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up. Now, remember I told you when they were on their way by, they saw the fig tree. It looked like it was ready to be eaten, but it was fruitless, and Jesus cursed it. And as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remember, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered them and said to them, have faith in God. Now, I'm going to read this through, and then we'll go back over where I can show you the equation. But we'll read it completely, and then we'll come back over it. So number one, he says, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you what? Pray. So we're talking about prayer. We're talking about the power of prayer. But right now we want to see how prayer has been taught to be effectual. How if we follow it step by step, if we don't leave out any other part of the equation, how God will give us all that we ask for. So in 24 it says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will, remember will is a promise, you will have them. And whatever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But, remember I told you, if you really study this word, there's a contractual scripture for every blessing. There's a but in there that if you don't do exactly what I said do, there's a but. You won't get what you think you're going to. You will be cursed. You will not have blessings. You will not get harvest. You will not have a return because you must follow the word completely. So, but whatever you forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. So that's pretty simple. number one factor of this equation would be forgiveness. Because if you don't forgive, everything is washed away. But in the other parts of the equation, which I'll share with you in a minute, you can take out a piece here and still get a little something. You can take out a piece here and get a little something. But if you take out forgiveness, you will not have nothing. There is no trinkets. There are no little drops. There aren't even a particular thing you may get because you did not honor the law of forgiveness, because we're constantly asking for forgiveness. But how do we get God to forgive, expect us to be forgiven if we haven't forgiven those that have done something to us?
Amen.
See, that's
amen.
Another step. That's another acknowledgement that I have to step my game up, and no longer can I just do it the old way anymore. Well, my mama didn't talk to her all her life. Just because your mama did it, baby, don't mean it's right. Or just because your daddy did it, brother, don't mean you got to keep doing it. Sometimes the cycle has to be broken. Sometimes we have to take the choice that enough is enough, and I'm tired of being sick and tired, that I got to break this cycle and try a new thing. That new thing is Christ. That new thing is following his word completely. That new thing is being conscious, focused on him at all times. Here's another one for you. The word of God says that we are supposed to pray and pray without what? Ceasing. Ceasing is a word of completion. That means that if I can pray without ceasing, that means I can pray at all times. Well, Pastor, how can I pray at work? Well, you don't have to shout it out all over the building, but you can be in a quiet place, interceding in your inner man, in your spirit, lifting it up to heaven, because it says that we should pray at all times. We at all times. So, back to the equation. Does everybody have a pen and a paper? Because I want you to write this down, and I want you to see it on paper, because then the invisible will transform to the physical. Amen? Now, so the first part of our equation would start with, because everything that he taught them about, he said it right then, therefore I say to you, whatever. You see that word in 24? It says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, ask when you do what? Pray. So, the example for this scripture is how to what? Pray. So let's go back. So write down a P on your paper. Now, go back up to 22. So we're talking about prayer, and I hope I'm not the only one read that there, because you can go back. Here, we can go down to another one just to prove it. It says in 25, and whenever. So you have whatever, and it says now whenever you stand praying. So we're talking about praying. We're talking about how do we get in order to pray. So go back up to 22. So you want to have a P on your paper. That's the beginning of our equation from left to right. It says in 22, so Jesus answered and said to them, have what? Faith. In who? Your brother, your sister? No, have faith in God. So next to the P, I want you to write an F, and we're going to call it PF. Pray in faith. P and F. Then in 23 it says, for assuredly I say unto you, whoever says, what do you do when you say? That means you speak. So right next to the F, I want you to put a dot. Now, dot in algebra means multiplication. So just put a dot right there. And then next to the dot, I need you to put S. S represents speak. The word said, pray in what? Faith. And then it says here that whoever says. So whoever speaks, put an S. So now you should have on your paper, PF dot S. Now, in algebra, whenever there's a separation between multiplication to addition to subtraction, it is separated by a parenthesis. So next to the, you got PF dot S, I need you to put a left hook parentheses. Okay, and then it says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not, what? Now, you have to understand, this word is calling out specific qualities of a person to say, if you speak, and now it says, to not doubt. If you don't doubt, that means you must do what? Take it away. So inside that parentheses, I want you to put a negative D. Pray in faith times say minus doubt. Because not to doubt means you have to take it away. So that means minus. Minus doubt. And in his heart does believe. Okay, so you take away doubt, but you believe. That means you added in your belief. I want you to put a minus D plus B. So what you should have right now is a PF times S, speak, parentheses, minus D, doubt, plus B, belief, close the parentheses there. And I'll go back. For surely I say unto you, whoever says, speak, to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt, take away doubt in his heart, but believes, add belief, close off the parentheses, and those things he says will come to pass. He will. Remember, will and shall in the Bible is a promise. Will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, that's the recognition that we're on the right path, because we're talking about praying in faith, multiplying our speech, our word, time speaking it, taking away doubt, adding a big dose of belief, and whatever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive. So outside the parentheses, I want you to put an F, and that will represent forgiveness. Then put an equal sign and just leave that blank, because we're about to work this. We're going to work this formula, and I'm going to show you how if you do not work the formula completely, you can still get a little something. Because there's still some people out there that are willing to just to deal with a little something. Then, you know, you can get a little half of something. But those are of us out there that are going higher, wanting to get all that God said we could have when? Right now. So we're going to want to know how to activate this word completely from start to finish. No longer just taking out the parts we need or what sounds good or what sounds healthy or what's good for our situation. But willing to go through the whole principle to being able to find out that we can succeed, that we can do it, that we can be what God called us to be. When? Right now. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive. For your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But, say that with me, but. And you might as well just put your little invisible mirror in front of you while you're saying this. And speak into that mirror and say, but if I don't forgive, neither will he in heaven forgive me. And that's what's mostly important is our forgiveness. Now, you think about it only being a forgiveness for right now. But there's a time of redemption where God is going to be asking some things of us. Well, he's coming. Oh, yes. He's coming. He's coming back for one church, and we'll get it together. But when he comes, wouldn't you rather be ready? Wouldn't you rather be more prepared? Wouldn't you be more in line and in order to what he's called you to do? Because, see, it's time to wake up. It's time to get out the bed. It's time to get up out that chair. It's time to move. Win now. Find your purpose. Find your plan. Find what God has for you. But it can only be accomplished through following the whole word completely. Every step must be followed completely. So your equation should look like this. TF dot S parentheses minus D plus B parentheses closed F equals, and we'll just put at the end, the theme. With the theme will represent, let's say, whatsoever. See, the whatsoever is so awesome because now it's not calling out what I think I need. It's saying, God, just send me what I have to have. You know my heart. You know my desires. You know my needs. You know my circumstance. You know what I need. You know what you called me to do. So, see, when you now become praying for the whatsoever, and willing to accept the whatsoever, now God can really give you what you called to have, called you to have. Excuse me. So at the end, equals thing, whatsoever. Now I hope the paper is you got enough paper there, because under there, we're going to put some numbers to the equation. So under PF, I want you to write a 10. Under S, I want you to write a 10. Under D, doubt, I want you to write a minus 10. Under belief, I want you to write a 10. Forgiveness, I want you to write any number you want. And at the end, I'll let you math professors out there add it all up. But when you get to the whatsoever realm, that's unknowing. See, you don't know what God really wants you to have. Like, you know, I even made a statement. I know I'm a millionaire in waiting. Well, you know what? God knows what I am. I know that He wants to provide me with the things that I can do His work on earth without having to worry about money or checks being written or who can bring me here or who can fly me there. I know He's going to provide, and He's doing it now, provide for me to be able to go forth and do His work in excellence without going out begging and needing. He's going to provide. But you know what? I have the professor today. He just showed it to me. Whatsoever, I'm just good with it. Whoever, I'm good with it. Anyone, I'm good with it. Because that's the crowd that I desire to join. That's the fraternity I want to be a part of. If I was going to get branded, that's the brand I want on my arm, to be a part of the Anyone crowd. So let's do a little math on just the first part. So 10 times 10 is what? 100. Minus 10 would take you to 90, but because you added 10, that puts you back at 100. Because you added belief, and if you did forgive, now your Father in heaven will forgive you. Now that 10,000, that million, to whatever it is, that because you have 100, because you followed praying in faith, you spoke it, you didn't doubt, you believed, and you forgave, so now whatsoever is yours. And you did the most important thing, you forgave. So let's just do it for simplicity. Put 1,000 under forgiveness. 100 times 1,000 is 100,000. If you went to 10,000 times, because remember, it's whatsoever. So if you put 10,000, it would be a million. So no number you put there is really to be compared to, because it's in the whatsoever realm. But if you see here that if you follow the steps, you get what? Whatsoever. You get the million, you get the trillion, you get the blessings, you get the sound mind, you get peace, and you forgave. But one more equation to show you, just to show you that if you don't do it to the fullest, what will happen? Now, instead of having 1,000, 10,000 under forgiveness, I want you to put a zero. Now, we already know that the other part of the equation adds up or sums up to 100. Everyone knows, even those that haven't went far in math, because I know we have some book scholars and all kinds of educated people on the line. But for those of us that just know simple math, anyone knows that any number times zero equals what? Zero. So most importantly here, we have to understand that as we're learning to follow the steps of God in prayer, that we have to pray in faith. You got to speak that thing. You can't doubt it as soon as you pray it. If somebody come up to you and say, man, how can you believe that? You don't see it. No, you cannot doubt, so you got to take it out. And then when they question you again, you got to believe it so hard that you have to activate believing, putting your belief into action. And most importantly, see, the Bible tells me here that I have to spend some deep time searching my soul to find out, first of all, is everyone that I feel has hurt me been forgiven? Now, at this point in time, I want you to put that self-mirror back up and this may help somebody today. Put that self-mirror back up, and you know the number one person that needs forgiveness from us is us. See, there's some things we did in life. Man, I could have been in the NBA if I would have went to college. We never get over it. Or I could have been a chief executive if I would have took this job. We always remind us, remember, our past will never let you get any farther than you did in your past. Or I would have 3 kids and a big husband and a long mansion if I just would have, or if I could have, or if I should have. See, that's enough. That is the sick and tired part. The past has to go. So what? We didn't get it right the first time. That's where grace and favor comes in, because now we can get back into a reign of order. Not expecting it just to be fixed in a minute or fixed in a second or fixed just because I went to church one time. No, we have to put things in order. And I know this may be hard for some, because a lot of us want the sugar-coated way. A lot of us want to do it the easy way. Well, I have to share with you that we have to be about our Father's business, and we have to be about our Father's business in such a way that is uncompromisable. We have to stop being willing to go through stuff that you just went through last week. Yes, every day is going to be a challenge. That's why the Word of God says, take up your cross when? Daily. It doesn't get you off the hook. It doesn't give you a pass. It lets you know that you're going to have some stuff come up against you daily. But because of him that lives in me, because of the armor that I have on, because of prayer and the supplications of the saints, because of all these things of the spiritual entity that I have on my side, I can now stand. And it says I can stand and withstand all the fiery darts. See, it's important. It's very important that all the things you learned on Wednesday and Thursday, dynamic word, confirmation, anointed. But if you don't activate everything you've learned and everything you've written down and everything you've heard and start to activate it in your life, then it's for nothing. And that's why I have to come in and hold us accountable to say, isn't enough enough? Don't we want more? Not just a better job, not just a bigger house. Don't we want more in our relationship with God? Don't we want to be affected when I do pray for you that I know, that I know, that I know that you are protected? I mean, how many can actually say that today? That when you pray, you know it's done. That when you pray, it's already completed. That as a matter of fact, when you spoke it, all you did was activate it coming from the heavens down to the earth. How many know that? See, that's where we have to be, with a confidence, an assurance that no matter what the world says, we know that we know that we know that we know that God will, shall perform his word. It will not return void. So once we get into a realm, in a relationship with him, in an anointing and a covering, then his word won't return to us void. We can have what he said we could have. We can do what he told us to do. And we can speak what he said to speak. So we see there that if we, now back to the equation. Pray in faith, times speak, minus doubt, plus belief, times forgiveness equals whatsoever. If you don't forgive, you get nothing. But the only thing in the equation here that really equals zero is forgiveness, because that's the only thing in there that he made an acknowledgement. This is Christ's teaching. He made an acknowledgement. He didn't say that if you doubt, your Father will never forgive you. He didn't say that if you don't pray, if you don't forgive, you see, the door of forgiveness is still open. And the door for whatsoever is still open. But once you come into the realm of, now I am a child of God, that realm has to be, you know, we have to now critique it to a point where we follow it all the way through. I know you want what God has for you, or you wouldn't be listening right now. I know you hear him speaking in your ear, or you wouldn't be here right now. I know you're ready to go higher, because not many can put up with me on 2 hours. Oh, man, you're too excited. You're too this. You're too. Well, And it's every day. So most people look at that and they say, well, man, well, I tell most friends that a person that is really going to be connecting with me, come just spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with me, and we'll know. Most people can't hang. And it's not because they don't have the same endurance or I'm special or I'm supernatural, because I'm not. I'm just like you. But my commitment to excellence is at a higher level than I ever experienced on my own personal life. See, I can't judge your level, and I don't even really concerned about your level. I know from my level that I have to be at such a level of excellence because I know it works there. See, when you're down at a lower level, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Ain't enough. Or sometimes he hear you, sometimes he don't. Ain't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Oh, I hear she got healed this time, but she didn't get healed that time. Man, but come on now. Ain't enough? It's time for us to follow God's word completely. Now, but here's the good thing about it. You can, you know, you go back to the equation and you keep 10 as the forgiveness, and you take away praying faith. 10 minus 10 is 0, plus 10 is 10, times 10 is 100. So you get 100 worth of blessings. You take away the belief and make a 0 there. 10 times 10 is 100, minus 10 is 90, minus 0 is 90, times 10 is 900. Oh, so you get a 900. But see, that's still not whatsoever. Now, the point of this is being is that this all works together, because if we don't know these principles, intercession will never work for you. If we don't follow his word completely, then we're really just praying in vain. See, through our submission to his purpose and not ours, now we can now rest assured that we go to the Romans 8. In Romans 8 and 26 to 27, this says that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. And it's not that he just does it. It says he must intercede. See, we must acknowledge God's name, acknowledge God's rule, present others' needs before him, because not we're looking to get something out of it, but because we care about the fresh, focused, guided life. Matthew 7, it says, ask, you what? You will receive. Seek, you will find. This is the things you're doing in the physical. These are supernatural things in the prayer life. We keep seeking in man-made doors, and we never find it. We keep knocking on wood doors, and nobody answers. When we're really supposed to be in the spiritual realm, activating our asking, speaking to him in prayer, seeking him through supplication, through worship, knocking on every opportunity we have just to knock and say, I love you. Watch doors start opening for you. See, you must pray in faith. So as intercessors, when I intercede for someone, I already know it's done because I've taken part of me and stood in the gap. When one of my sisters and brothers is going out on a ministry tour, traveling, I'll step in and intercede, not because I want anything from it, but because I have a desire for their well-being. I have a desire for their success. I have a desire for the completion and the success of their trip. That's a desire, that I have a desire to others. Now, this thing can work. This thing does work. Actually, to tell you the truth, I've seen a lot of manifestations just out of intercessory prayer than over corporate prayer. Well, how could you see that? Well, see, corporate prayer, everybody hears it. Intercession prayer, nobody knows it. And we just see the manifestation. Wow. See, you're not supposed to brag. Oh, you know, I'm standing in the gap for you. You're not supposed to boast. Oh, I prayed for you last night. Oh, girl, while you were sick, oh, I was on my knees for you. That's really unnecessary. That's not really not being effectual. It's really not being fervent, because as we pray in intercession, the person may never know it was you. The spirit will confirm the spirit, and we'll know, but it doesn't have to come through verbal acknowledgement. We have to do what God called us to do because he called us to do it. Now, Jesus was the greatest intercessor. That's what the Bible shows me. So if I want to be Christ-like, I must be what? An intercessor. If I want the Christ in me. Hello? If I want the Christ in me to live instead of the world on me, then I must become an example of Christ. And Christ was the greatest intercessor. In Isaiah 53 and 12, the record, you know, it's the prophecy about Jesus. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. See, he did the ultimate intercede. He stepped in and washed away all our sins. He stepped in and made us white as snow. He stepped in and stepped up. I mean, how many times did he cry out, Father, Father, whew, if there's any way possible, whew, Jesus, if this cup can pass me. And before he could even finish, he said, yo, not my will. And he didn't say, yo, that was me. He said, not my will, but your will. See, that's being able to stay focused. That's being able to understand your flesh is going to hurt. Your flesh is gonna bump the system. Your flesh is going to go against the will of God. But the spirit man on the inside, which the Bible says what? Greater is what? He that is in me than the evil that's in the world. That tells me I can step my game up at any time because he's right there. He's greater than everything. He's already defeated the enemy. He's already brought us through redemption to having a right to put us in right standing with Christ. He's already given us the ability to have life and life more what? Abundantly. So why not step it up and do what he's called us to do? It's in Hebrews 7:25. It speaks of him as a high priest that is still interceding on our behalf. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. If you believe he's alive, raise your hand. Now, I know that's everybody on the phone line, but the word says, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession. If he lives, he's here to make intercession for us. A lot of times you wonder what's going on. That's Christ, baby. He's interceding for you. So you'll be able to intercede for others. See, the Lord is looking for all of us warriors that are willing to enter into the ministry with him. He's always sought out people that of the world saying, stand in the gap for others. And one thing that reminds me is that not only is Christ the intercessor, but as, you know, ooh, thank you, Jesus. This is for us men and women of God and all our family. You know, sometimes you ain't got to wait on somebody to stand in the gap and intercede for you. Because don't you remember when Paul cried out to all the Roman believers to pray for him, to stand in the gap for him? He had a troubled mind, a worried spirit, and he cried out to all the believers. So that's acknowledgement there that we don't have to just, you know, look for people to intercede on our behalf in quiet. Sometimes we got to make a phone call and let others know, hey, man, I'm going through. I know you're the one for this gap. I need you over here. My sister, you on the west side. I need you. I know it may be coming from that side. I'm letting you know what's going on. I need you to pray from that end. My brother, you on the south. Let's hit this thing from all corners. Let's activate it, because when I cry out to others to pray for you, see, a lot of us don't like to do that because we got to give something up. We got to tell our mess. We got to tell what our challenges are. We got to let you know that we go through. Well, baby, I'm going to tell you this one. This is free, no charge. Regardless of who tells you what, we all go through. No matter how close we are to God, no matter how much we minister, no matter, we still go through, but we don't fall. That's the difference. And some of us still fall. I mean, if I keep it 100 with you, if I tell you the complete truth, some of us still fall. But there's those of us that have been through enough circumstances that we've made the cry that enough is enough. So you'll never be off the hook of going through. You can't become an intercessor and think that now you have a hedge of protection around you that you won't go through. You'll have a spirit and anointing in you that will guide you to make the right choice, because we live by no options but Christ. We have to take a stand. Do as he said do. Hallelujah. So, in this equation, as we see, we must activate the full equation. Pray in faith times say minus belief. I mean, minus doubt plus belief equals the thing. Now, I'm going to give us 7 steps today for effectual, fervent prayer. We got about 15 minutes left because we're going to take some callers. We had difficulties yesterday. But in these last 15 minutes, I want to share with you the purpose of prayer and how to make it effective. Number one, Proverbs 3:5. I'll give you time to get there if you want. If not, I can move right on. Number one, we must trust God with all our heart. Remove every option, and you know, and lean not. The Bible says, "Lean not on your own understanding." That means that your understanding, your options have to be critiqued to being only His. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Die of self. Let Him live. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. All your ways, everything you do. From the time you wake up in the morning to the time at night. So I don't know what you do, but everything you do in between those 24 hours, do it unto Him. And He shall, remember, shall is a promise. He shall direct your path. Number two, 1 Peter, 5th chapter. Yeah, man of God is fighting the cold, but God is good. I am healed. Likewise, 1 Peter 5:6-7. You must cast all your cares on Him. Stop trying to do it yourself. You must humble yourself. Humility and casting all your cares on Him before you can actually become successful in intercessory prayer. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in when? Due time. Look at your imaginary mirror and say, this is the time. It's due time. When? Now. When? Now. Casting all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. That's why we intercede, because we care for others. But for you to be effective in your intercessory and in your just your natural prayer life, we must cast all our cares on Him. Stop trying to do it ourselves. And remember this, it's not about you, it's about Him. Number three, Matthew 6:7. It says, when you pray, avoid vain repetition. See, we got to stop praying over the same old, same old, same old, same old stuff. Because when you pray effectively, You can cast that on God. You cast all your cares on him. Believe it, receive it, start to walk in it, and it's done. But see, a lot of us, we'll pray and we'll get there. Oh, Lord, I need you. Help me, Jesus. I need a blessing. Hallelujah. And then we see a new car driving on the street and we stop praying. Or we don't get the car every morning. That's all we're praying about. I need a car. Help me, Jesus. You don't get a car. Next morning, instead of praying for your family's health, instead of praying for your kids' grades, instead of praying for, a sound mind and a better relationship with him, we're praying for vain, repetitive things. Get focused is number three. Now, number four, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-21. Baby, you got to learn to rejoice. You got to get out the pity party. You got to stop letting things worry you. Because, see, options and choices will do nothing but worry you. Because over and over and over again, all we do is contemplate how worse it could get. Enough is enough. Let it go. But you got to rejoice and pray without seeking, giving thanks unto him. You got to give thanks for stuff he ain't even did yet. And if you're ever having a problem, this is a free one too. If you're ever having a problem to find something to give him praise for, think about me. I got a million things I can loan you to praise him for. He woke me up. I got sound mind. I can see well. I can still maneuver. I have a roof. I have transportation. I have a food. I have good friends. I have his love. Anytime you need something to praise on, hit me up. I'll give you one free. But we must rejoice and rejoice continually. Stop getting caught up in all the mess. See, I told you, when you get out of it being about you and about him, you'll start worrying about some of this stuff you're going through right now because you cast all your cares on him. See, we're talking about being effective. We're talking about knowing the power of intercession prayer, the purpose of intercessory prayer. And guess what? There's a protection that comes along with it. Because when you pray for others, he'll already got your back because he's the chief intercessor. Oh, Jesus. For my intercessors out there, you know why you're so protected? Because you care for others so more that he got your back. There's no doubt. You believe. You spoke it. You prayed in faith. And you forgave. And guess what? He gave you whatsoever. See, you know, the whatsoever's and the anyone's and the whenever's is not always money and financial things. Most of the time, to tell you the truth, it's really something spiritual that will help you elevate your game to another level. Maybe I need to say that again. You know, blessings and whatsoever's and things that come in the form of harvest being reaped in your life because you sowed good seed, stop getting upset when it's not money. Stop getting upset when it's not tangible things because the riches of God are in his glory, in the power of his might. The things that come through finances will assist us to be greater men and women of God, and that should be the only option for it. Yes, I want to represent, and I want to represent well. But guess what? I have to represent him. And when I represent him, everything else is taken care of. That's what, you know, knowing that the purpose of interceding is to intercede for others that need it. Not worrying about nothing on your back because he got you. Number five, we got to find a mountain place and keep it. To be effective, you got to have a mountain place, baby, that only you and him dwell. Oh, here's another free one. Stop letting people onto your mountain. We always, you know, we get a worship room and we can have a worship fellowship, but when you have designated a mountain that you can go up to and be not distracted, because remember, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus went up, What did they do? They slept. Get you a closet, my brother, my sister. Get you a mountain, my sister, my brother, where that's only you and his dwelling. Don't worry about if anybody's watching you. Don't worry about if anybody's protecting you, because they might fall asleep on you. If they fell asleep on Jesus, we know they'll fall asleep on us. Find you a mountain place. That comes out of Matthew 14, 23. Also in 1 Kings 11, 4-13. But find a mountain place that you can increase God's presence in your life. The reason why I say make it a secluded place is because when God's presence enters into on your mountaintop, and that mountain has become holy ground. Do you know every time you let somebody up there that's not so holy? I didn't say they weren't a Christian. I said every time you let somebody up there that's not fully holy, but they're not so holy, you know, you can be half this and half that and not be bad, but be not so. And we wonder why we got to keep getting God to replenish the anointing on our mountaintop or in our closet, because we keep letting people in there. They ain't doing nothing but dragging and drawing out. Oh, Jesus. See, in this relationship with God, it's called barter and trade. We pray, we worship, he dwells. He lives inside. He protects. See, it's a barter and trade. But a lot of us have people in our lives that are only there to do, I call them suckers. And I'm not talking about a tootsie roll sucker. I'm talking about somebody that their constant time around you, all they're doing is this. They get so full, they just let that out so easily. And as soon as you get another blessing, here they go again. You don't see them until you got something. I know I'm talking to somebody right now. You don't see them until you have something that's proven God is moving in your life. And the first thing they do is, what can you do for me? How can I get some of that? Enough is enough. Get sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's time to get this thing and get it right. Number six, we must pray at all times. Just get that, just look, get that stuck in your head. Make that a part of your spirit. Make that residue in you that you must pray at all times. If you're wondering why, you know you're having sticky thoughts sometimes, start praying. If you're wondering why you're thinking about your ex-girlfriend, your ex-boyfriend, start praying. If you're worrying about the job, you just quit because you know God told you to go somewhere else. Start praying. See, we get caught so much back on the past things. They always residue themselves. Get ready for that too. But we don't have to let those deteriorate our spirit or our relationship with God. It doesn't even have to pull us back. It can actually motivate us to go forward, because every time we know it's coming, we know we're doing something right. That's encouragement. That's another reason to worship. That's another reason to praise. Pray at all times. Not ceasing. Not ending. No breaks. Now, I think all times means the same thing to me as it does to you. At all times. That means whatever, whenever, however. You pray at all times. That comes from Luke 6 and 12, Mark 6 and 48. And number 7. Now, the number 7 is a word of completion. So number 7 is the most important. John 14 and 13, John 16 and 23. And this is very simple. Pray in Jesus' name. Stop forgetting to include Jesus' name. Stop thinking you're getting on your prayer and you fall asleep. Ooh, I didn't mean to step on no toes right there. I'm sorry. But I got to say it. If you fall asleep praying, you didn't actually give it to Jesus. If you say a prayer and you just say, oh, thank you, oh, hallelujah, okay, bye. And you didn't put it in Jesus' name, that's not completing the whole equation. And number one, that's just like forgiveness. That's like a zero. And a zero times anything is what? A zero. Isn't enough for having zeros? Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired of seeing everybody else get it and you not have it? And I'm not talking about the physical thing. I'm talking about the desire to elevate higher in his service. You got saved the same time as somebody else did. Their commitment and their focus, not their belief, because you got the same belief, but their commitment and their focus has just been a little bit more on time with God. And you see them elevating up, and you wonder why. It's not that you're a bad person. It's not that you're not a Christian. It's not that it can't happen, because what he did for me, he can do for you, and what he did for her, he can do for her. And so God is no respecter of person. But if you're wondering why they're getting higher and you're still staying stagnant in one place, I would almost be willing to guarantee it's because you're not activating the full word of God. I would be willing to wager, I don't bet, so a wager that, just a blind wager, that if it's not happening and you see it happening somewhere else, they may have tapped in to understanding that it takes the full word of God and not just the parts that make me happy. So today, wake up. Today, get up. Today, move into your purpose. Move into your direction. Move into the calling that is called for you. Step up your game. It's an open phrase. You can use it too. Enough is enough. Or better yet, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Those words that you speak, you remember we talked a couple of weeks ago, we talked about touchstones. A touchstone is something that reminds you. It can be a reminder of a bad thing. Every time you see that stove, remember you got burnt on that stove with a little kid? Every time you go back to your mama's house and see that stove, it's a touchstone because you remember the pain. But every time you want to give God praise, every time you want to get in line with his order, remember his goodness and give him praise. Remember his goodness and glorify his name. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you that your word has went forth. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, it has resonated on the inside of us, Lord, that it will now start to manifest and write itself on our spiritual blackboard on the inside, that we can start to see it unto perception. That, Lord, as we see it unto perception, we can now move into the action of doing your word exactly when you said do it, right now.
Lord,
we thank you. We praise you. Lord, we lift up every family member on this line right now. We touch and agree in the heavenies that your will be done.
Hallelujah.
We touch in the heavenlies right now, Lord, that we are in total agreement that we want more of you.
More of you.
We touch and agree right now. And we intercede, and we join a fellowship of intercession.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
That no weapon formed against us will prosper.
Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
We connect right now that by your stripes, by the blood shed on Calvary, we have been healed.
Healed.
We pray right now that, Lord, every sin, every transgression, that when we ask for forgiveness, it's done. You have forgiven us.
Oh, yeah.
So, Lord, give us the knowledge and the understanding to stay focused.
Focus.
Give us the ability to make it to the next lesson.
Yes,
that we can stay
Thank
in
you.
Line with your word. Lord, have your way. Move.
Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We thank you. We praise
thank you. God.
We
I
magnify
love.
You. We glorify you.
Thank
in your
you,
son Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
We
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I live my voice.
Yes. Yes, yes,
yes.
Thank
to
you.
To worship you, oh my soul.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice. Take joy, my King.
Oh, glory.
In what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your
Thank
name,
you,
God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Bless you today, God. Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
You're worthy. You're worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, Pastor Hamilton. I'm just full of that. Oh, God. I just bless the Lord today. I thank him.
Hallelujah.
Thank him for this word.
Jesus.
Time when we need to bow down and worship God. If there ever was
Jesus.
A time when we need to.
Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus.
Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, the Bible says men should always pray that we faint or not.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That's why we're fainting, because we won't pray. Hey, God, that's why. There's no more.
Oh, you're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy.
Prayer's not in the work, on the work jobs.
Oh, you're worthy, Jesus. Have your way. Move, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Move, Jesus.
Even taking prayer out the church.
Move, Jesus.
All we coming to do is entertain. All we want to do is feel good. Nobody want to make the sacrifice to go on in sackcloth and ashes.
Help us, Jesus.
And intercede.
Help
no
us,
more.
Jesus.
Where are the intercessors? Where are the praying women? Where are the men that need to be standing on the front line? Where are they, Pastor Hamilton?
Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus.
Oh, who's going to stand before the Lord? Who's going to
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God, we bless you today, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Women that are touching and agreeing. We thank
Hallelujah.
You for those that are still interceding. We thank you for those that are still on the firing line. We thank you for those that are still, hallelujah, in their secret closets.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for those that are laying prostrate. Calling on the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh,
oh,
we
Jesus.
Bless you today, God.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
We don't have any guarantees. Hallelujah. When we walk
no
out
guarantees.
Our door, going to our garages. Hallelujah. Send our children to school. Even
Come
when we're
now.
En route to the house of worship, there's no guarantees. My God,
no
you don't
guarantees.
Know if you're going to make it back. The tomorrow ain't promised. To you. That's why you gotta put all your trust. You gotta put all your confidence.
All your trust.
You have to look to the hills. Yeah, The Bible said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh,
thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. That's coming.
Help us, Jesus.
Move,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Folks don't even, pastors won't even let people come in the church and shut in. They won't even let them come in and pray. Hallelujah. They done took over these buildings. Yeah, that's why no power is in the church. Because men
come
are
on now.
Oh, systems. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Where is the power? We used to sing a song, Lord, send your power.
Send
your power, Lord God. Oh, we bless you today, Jesus.
Thank you,
Bishop
Jesus.
Lewis preached last weekend, the recaptured glory, the glory of the Lord is gone out of the house. God ain't even in some of these buildings. He's not in some of these programs. Because God has his own program. He set
come on
the
now.
Order. House shall be called the house of prayer. Hallelujah. So that's what the church is about. It's about, he said, my house. And he said, I'm going to put my name there. Hallelujah. Give God his house back. His house back. Hallelujah. Open up the altars. Open up. When you say open up the altars, what do you? Open up your heart to receive. I'm not talking about no man-made altar. Oh, you done taught this thing today. He done gave you the equation. Hallelujah. They said there's no equation. But Pastor Hamilton done gave it
thank
to you today.
Chief.
Messiah. We only have a few callers on the line today. And that's what we do. Oh, I seen somebody posting on Facebook, Fred Hammond and this one and that one. And I ain't knocking these gospel writers and psalmists. I'm not knocking them. Oh, because the Bible says, oh, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Time when we have to give God what he is asking for, what he's requiring. He asking us to set aside. He asking us to separate ourselves. He asking us to sanctify ourselves. We can't run with everybody. We can't participate in all of this stuff. That's why the Bible said, Pastor Hamilton, evil communication, it corrupts good manners. You can't run with cutthroats and whoremongers and liars and thieves and things. You won't become one of them. Alcoholics and dope addicts. We going to run with these folks? Well, I tell you what. Run with them if you want to. Hey, glory to God. And I guarantee you, your lamp, the oil in your lamp will go out. It'll run bright.
Jesus.
Oh, you'll be like those five foolish virgins. Oh, thank you, Pastor Hamilton. Oh, God, I tell you, you done stirred me up today. We need to go back to the oil landmark.
Come on now.
Listening to Sir Ruben and I, listening to some of these old songs of Zion. God, I thank you. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the arm of the everlasting arm. Honey, we better go back and, you know what? You better find you a song. If you find you a song, Pastor Hamilton, it'll take you through your trials. It'll take you through your tests. Hallelujah. I know it'll do that for you. Hey, glory, but we won't call
thank
on
you,
Jesus. We don't even trust God no more.
Come on now.
All this, we trust him for things, but we don't trust God that he's still a healer. We don't trust him to still be a deliverer. We don't trust him to still be a mind regulator. Lord, I bless you today.
Bless
you better
Lord.
Lay hands on yourself. All these folks coming to town. Songwriter said, there's a stranger in the city. Who is that stranger? Jesus. We better let him in our heart. We better let him back into our homes.
Yes, yes,
yes. We better
let
him back into his house. Glory to God.
Back in the schools, back everywhere.
In
let
the
it
schools,
back.
Everywhere we go. That's why so much hell and that's why so much chaos in the land. Nobody's worshiping God. Oh,
Lord,
I'm going to open up the lines. We still have about 8 callers on the line. Let me, prophet, I see Prophetess King on the line and Evangelist Doris. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Hamilton. You done stirred me up. I can't sit down. I can't be quiet. Oh, God, I got to stir up this gift. Hey, you know what I'm going to show you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Prophetess King, God bless you today.
God bless you. Oh, my God. Evangelist Bernard, don't get me started.
Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus.
Catch me fire.
Oh, my God. That was a prescription. Oh, my God. If ain't nobody take that prescription and run with it on today, I tell you, if you don't, they don't know about intercession on this week, Jesus.
Mm.
Wow, that was a full plate of dinner right there. My God. I ain't get all of it, but I'm coming back to get all of it because I'm going to go back to the archives. I got half, but I'm going to get the rest. I thank you, Pastor Hamilton, for that word. Oh, my God, that was, I can't even say number. Wow, 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 wow.
Yes.
Thank you for that word. Evangelist Bernard, Jesus. You about
Jesus.
To get me stirred up over here. Mm,
ooh,
Jesus.
God, that's what the Lord wants to stir us up.
Yeah, no, bullshit.
He needs
we need intersection.
Action.
You know what, family?
We
need to stay stirred up.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. It comes to
don't
a point where our level has to stay stirred up. Because
mm-hmm.
you never know when it's coming.
Hey,
come on, because he ain't playing. You got to stay stirred up. You got to stay. It's like you got to stay in the spirit now, and you got to stay in intercession prayer, and you got to stay down on your face, because if not, the enemy is not playing anymore. He got a little sneak attack.
He never plays.
And
no,
when
he's
coming,
he's taking no hostages.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
And he knows that we're getting stronger, so he's coming harder. And we got to stay stirred up because the weak will get taken.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Oh, my God. I thank God for that word. Jesus. Wow. I bless. May God bless you both. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Prophetess King.
Thank
going
you,
to sister. I don't know if this is Albertine was with us the other day. Put 818.
No. Albertine referred me. My name is Cammy Lee.
Oh, Sister Albertine referred you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what's your name?
It's Cammy Lee.
Cammy Lee.
Well, hello, Cammy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, praise God. We thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank God for you guys.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. And I know Albertine is a hairdresser. She was on with us day before yesterday. So we thank God for you, Sister Screen, inviting her on. And also, she doing the favor and inviting you on. We pray something was said to stir you up and move you to begin to intercede for one another. God bless you. Evangelist Doris.
Yes. How are you?
Blessed.
Oh, Pastor Hamilton, I've met you before. You really spoke to me. All I have to say right now is I heard you right and loud and clear.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
I heard you loud and clear. I do have to step up the prayer life. And I actually have a prayer breakfast organized. Evangelist Bernard, I will call you later. It's going to be the 18th with a Dr. Lakita Long, woman of God, inspirational, motivational speaker. I mean, you name it. She's so incredible. She's on fire for Jesus. We were on the we were talking to each other on Facebook this morning, 2 a.m. We were on Facebook talking about we have to step up. We have to be women for Jesus.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. We were reading scriptures and crying, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing. I'm really blessed by this scripture today. I feel it very deeply in my heart. Thank you so much. May God
thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Doris. We're going to Sister T and then Sister Patrice. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you. That was so beautiful. It's something how God will confirm his word. Our pastor is speaking on the same thing about having a prayer life.
Yes.
You know, we try to devote a few minutes to God, but that's not enough time. We need to be able
to go
into the prayer closet and pray and get on our knees and intercede for others, not just for ourselves. And I thank the man of God for even coming on today and bringing that word. It's all doing its confirmation for me. And I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for you, Evangelist.
Thank you.
We thank God for you, too.
Amen.
Encouraged. Sister Patrice, God bless you.
Woo! God bless you. Oh, Lord. Oh, Pastor Hamilton, I am not a mathematician. I've never been good at math, but the way you brought that equation out has put the fire of the beehive. Oh, is your name? Because when you said 10 times 0, 100 times 0 means.
Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Woo, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you.
Bless your name.
Sister Patrice, we just thank God we've been here in an area and we've just had the privilege to host this broadcast out of the lovely home of Sister Ruby Larry, and she's been quiet for 2 days, so we want to hear from Sister Ruby. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, Pastor Hamilton.
Praise the Lord.
It's just a blessing to hear you. You've been on, Provoke. But you put your provoke in the prayer today. So that's truly a blessing. And I just thank the Lord for you. And even though we're intercessors and we have to pray and seek the Lord, you were telling us, too, that we have to be saved. We have to live this life, too.
That's right. That's right.
And not walk it. We got to live this life and examine ourselves. And I thank the Lord for you this afternoon because I need to examine myself. And when I look in that mirror and I see me, I don't need to leave and go any other way. I need to address that in the mirror. That's me. So
ooh,
thank
Jesus, yes.
Ooh, head on out of
Jesus.
Ooh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My pastor, my father in the gospel, Bishop Lewis, say, we got to be, it's more than your four and no more. Hallelujah. We got to be concerned about somebody else. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're going to, I see Apostle Hamilton just joined us, so. We're going to go to him. Hey, go back into the archives. This week has been a week that we set aside to talk about intercessory prayer. And those of you that have missed this week, I tell you, even with a Monday and then Tuesday, Prophetess King came on. I elaborated a little bit on Monday. Tuesday, Prophetess Sharia King was on. And Wednesday and Thursday, Mother Space, Prophetess Minister Mother Space was on for Wednesday and Thursday. And then today, Provoke,
Hallelujah. Pastor Hamilton, have it provoke you back to prayer. That's what we got to do. Hallelujah. Provoke to purpose. There's a purpose in prayer. Amen. So we thank God for everything. You can go back on the archives and listen to these messages in their entirety at blogtalkradio.com. Search for New Destiny Ministries, and you can go back and listen to these messages. I tell you, God, Pastor Hamilton, I say it all the time, God has a record. And if we have a record, hallelujah, our record can be washed away. It can be destroyed. But the record that God has, glory to God, no man will be able to alter it. No man will be able to change it in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Pastor Johnson, God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo!
My God.
Friday,
hallelujah.
Friday. Somebody said, thank God it's Friday. Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to say just another day that the Lord has kept me. Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Another day. Every day is Friday. When he has renewed his mercies, every day is a day that the Lord has blessed you with. Be thankful just not for Friday, but for every day. Hey, glory to God. I bless the Lord. Hey, who wouldn't serve? If Lady Carol was on this line, I would have her to sing that song. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hey, glory to God. Woo, glory. Jesus, Apostle Johnson. Woo.
Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Certainly, I drifted in a little bit late because I had some things that I was having to take care of. But truly, God is good. I know this man of God, the fruit of his labor, just hearing him minister over the last three or four times that I've heard him speak. And it seems like the Lord is rendering the same sound to us, that he's given us a sound that people need to come back to prayer. It's the main line. It's the communication. It's the point of knowing and understanding who we are in this season of our life, and it'll help us identify who we are even the more. And so honor God for you, man of God. Every time you open your mouth, it's talking and declaring with power and wisdom and understanding. And so truly, I thank God for what you were able to pour into the people of God on today. I just pray strength and virtue back into your body, and that God will forever increase you and bless your life like never before.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, Apostle Johnson. We also want, we missed you on yesterday. Also want to just give a shout out to Patriot Greg that's in the chat room on today, and all of our listeners that go back and listen live every day on the internet. We just thank God for you. Now, I want those that's, especially those in the Carolinas, to make a sacrifice on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and support Day Overcame. My girlfriend, my sister in the Lord, Minister Billy Burns, and her husband host this segment for us on Saturday, and it's the same call-in number. It's 5 a.m. Pacific time. That's West Coast time here in California, but Central time is 7 and Eastern time is 8. And I tell you, last week, Pastor Hamilton, she had a young lady on there, and the week before, a young man that was delivered from drugs in the streets, selling drugs and whatever. And I mean, these people are on fire for the Lord. They go door to door, hallelujah, witnessing to souls every weekend. And they ain't sitting in no building trying to preach to one another. They're out there where the folks are. They're in the highway and the hedges, compelling men to come. So make a sacrifice and call in tomorrow morning, support that show. And also on Sunday morning, we're on for 30 minutes of corporate prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're on here Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, by way of announcements, we want you to lock in your dates. We're launching a citywide True Fellowship Crusade. Amen. So we may be coming to a city near you. But the first one will be launched in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I have some friends in that area and the Carolinas. So, Apostle Johnson, we want you to be a part of this citywide crusade. So lock in. I'm not going to tell you to save the dates. I'm going to tell you to block and lock the dates, September the 5th through the 7th. Pastor Hamilton, we want to get you down there too. We're going to flood the neighborhood. Hallelujah. And help some of the struggling pastors and even those that God has called into the ministry to lead the people of God. We want to come into the different regions and help you. Amen. So this is of God. So we're looking to do some great things, not next season, but this season. Amen. The Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. But when you hear the Lord giving you instructions, yeah, and he's saying move within 0 to 5 seconds, like Pastor Hamilton said, you got to get busy. Amen.
Right.
So we're going back
Amen.
To the man of God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for him. So we're going back to him. We thank God. Pastor Hamilton's ministry is Provoked to Purpose out of Houston, Texas. And he's also a psalmist. Hallelujah. That God has blessed and anointed. And he's going forth like never before. So we just bless the Lord and we thank God for you, Pastor Hamilton. And we're asking God to continue to smile upon your ministry, continue to bless you as you bless others. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You,
God bless
Thank
you.
You. Well, I appreciate you guys. This is my family now. It's not an acquaintance. It's not just somebody I know. I truly have embraced this as my family. And so I just want you all to know that I am here for you when you need. Just get at me. It's not always about the money. It's about the work. So sometimes we can work. Sometimes when you're willing, you can work things out without even having to come out of a dime. So let's just stay in agreement that we don't let the things of the world tell us we can't do something. We keep trusting and relying totally on him and watch him move and move in a way that we won't even understand. But we'll be able to be a part of it and see his glory. My sister, I'm ready for North Carolina. I could probably get down there even, so let me know.
All right, well, put that on your lock, that calendar date, September the 5th through the 7th. And I'm just so pleased to see our host for that broadcast tomorrow morning. She's on the line, Minister Billy Burns. So we're going to let her
Amen.
Have a moment to tell you who's going to be on the broadcast on tomorrow. But lock those dates in, September the 5th through the 7th. Amen. I'm excited about this thing. God bless you, Minister Burns.
God bless you, Evangelist. I didn't get on the call earlier. I have my little grandson here, and it's kind of hard to get on the call. But tomorrow we have two. I'm sorry?
Go back into the archives. You need to hear this word today.
Okay, I will do that. But tomorrow we have two exciting testimonies. The young lady is in the midst of her sickness, but she said that God has given her the lungs, and it's something with her lungs, but God has given her lungs, and so she said she's doing his will. So, and then we have another testimony of an evangelist. So I'm just so excited about tomorrow and what is in store for us on tomorrow and how the Lord will be glorified tomorrow. And every Saturday I'm just so excited. I don't even have to set my alarm. I'm up and ready to get on the line and hear the marvelous, awesome things that our God is doing for his people. And again, just thank the Lord for Evangelist Bernard allowing us to use some of her time for the Lord to be glorified.
Amen, amen. So she's excited on Saturday, but I'm excited Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
you do
and
get
Sunday.
You get excited when God is moving in your life and you're able to hear what God is doing for somebody else. Ah, hallelujah. That
yes.
lets you know if he did it for them, he can do the
yes,
same.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday and forevermore. So you heard
Glory,
the minutes
yes.
of Billy Burns. So tune in with her broadcast on tomorrow, and she will be helping us to host. Her and her husband will be the host of that citywide crusade. So this is the first. So we're looking, you know, I'm looking forward to September. And I tell you, I just want God to just do a marvelous thing. Pastor Hamilton, if you can come, and he's a psalmist, we want him there. He is a motivational
yes.
speaker, a life coach. So Bishop Patterson is in that area, Apostle Johnson. I have another apostle down there, Apostle Walter Clark. I'm asking Bishop Leo Lewis out of Montgomery to lock those dates in, honey, and we're coming down there, and guess what? We're just not coming to preach and teach to one another, but we're going to flood the neighborhood where we can bring in some souls, and God will
yes.
be glorified, and he'll know that we're on the front line and we're doing what he has compelled us to do, and that's to compel men and women, boys and girls, everywhere to come into the ark of safety. Amen. So we won't hold you. We're going to close out with Vanessa Bell Armstrong singing Prayer Still Works. Amen. So
now, since the release of her first single, Peace Be Still, this next performer has been a preeminent
Amen.
Vocalist in the gospel music industry.
We're going to ask Apostle Johnson to just close us out with a word of prayer. I always like to close with a word of prayer. So, Apostle Johnson, can you do that for us? Okay, he done dropped off. Billy, can you just close us out with a word of prayer?
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come first thanking you, Lord, for all of your marvelous acts unto us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to do in our lives. We ask you, Lord, to seal these words that have been said this day to the ones that have listened over the live line, to the ones that will go back into the archives and hear the message, to the ones that are on the internet that are being blessed by what has been said. But, Lord, let us not just hear, but let us do the things that you have allowed the man of God to say on this day to us. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. And we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The release of her first single, Peace Be Still. This next performer has been a preeminent vocalist in the gospel music industry. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Please, ladies and gentlemen, give God praise for the incomparable Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
We come this far by grace. Pick up your pace and don't you be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that we choose, y'all. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out, prayer is the answer and there's no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye soul. Love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus.